sit, please take your seats. What we're doing today is how we have our people who have met Jesus, and we're going to meet someone new, and I want you to give a big round of applause as he comes through the door. Let's welcome our special guest today.
Well, good morning, everybody in Dullingstown. I've had a long journey to get here today, and it's lovely to see all these smiling faces. And I want to ask you a question, and I'd like the boys and girls to answer this. Okay, put your hand up if you can answer this. And this is the big question. Have you ever met someone you will never forget? Hands up if there's someone you have met in your life and you will never forget meeting. I said boys and girls, Mr. True, but yes, let's tell them.
Yes? My wife.
Your wife. Oh. Oh, for all the married couples, there's a model husband. Definition of model, a poor replica of the real thing, yes? Now, who is the person you've met you will never forget? Can you shout it out so that we can all hear? You have no idea. Well, that person's better forgetting, but... Well, you're better forgetting about that person then. Yes? Anybody? Who?
Baz.
Your granddad. Well, that's a good answer. I tell you, Rector, what a church you have here. First of all, it's a wife. Someone I've met, I'll never forget, and now it's a granddad. Oh, a great answer. Awesome. Anybody else? Okay, well, listen. Yes. Can you shout it out? Minnie Mouse or Mickey Mouse, right. I don't think you would ever forget that, that's for sure. You certainly wouldn't be cheesed off after a meeting like that. But anyway, yes.
Lawrence Llewellyn Bowen.
Lawrence Llewellyn Bowen. Well, I'm sure some of you would like to know who Lawrence Llewellyn Bowen is. Would you like to tell everybody who Lawrence Llewellyn Bowen is?
I didn't actually know who he was.
Oh, you did? But he knew who you were. And who is Lawrence Llewellyn Bowen?
Is he some sort of interior decorator?
Interior decorator? Oh, I think I'd forget about him. I think so. Yeah. Anyway, it is amazing. You know, if you meet somebody really famous, I mean, some of you have met some very famous rugby players in this church, I have been told, and you will never forget meeting somebody like that. Let me tell you about somebody I have met, and I will never forget it. The most amazing man I have ever met in my life. You know, I'll tell you some of the things why I will never forget him, okay? He did things that I've never seen anybody do before. He said things that I have never heard anybody say before. He healed people who were sick. He prayed with them. He put his hands on them and they got better. I'd never met anybody like that before. He was an amazing teacher. Now, I know, boys and girls, some of you have teachers at school, and they're great teachers, and you love them. But I can tell you, this man's teaching, oh my goodness. And it wasn't just his teaching that really made such an impact on me. It was the teacher himself who really made a big impact on me. He was just a man who was different. There was something so, so special about him. And when he was speaking, people listened. Now, be really honest. Sometimes when people are speaking, you don't listen, do you? And sometimes I don't. Ask my wife. Nicodemus. Yes. Let me tell you something. This man even loved people who didn't love him. And I have never met anybody like that before. He was just a man who was different. He was so kind. You know, I know people who really love boys and girls, but they don't have any time for older people. And I know some people who love spending time with older people, but they can't stand boys and girls because they think boys and girls are too noisy. But this man that I met, he loved children. He loves old, young people. He loves people in their 20s and 30s. He loves old people. I've just never seen somebody or met somebody who has loved like this. Now, if you're at primary school, so you're not Mr. True, who do you think I'm talking about? If you're at primary school, I'd love you to tell me who you think I am talking about. Yes. Jesus, you have got it exactly right. Jesus. And I want to just tell you for a few minutes this morning about this person I met, Jesus. And do you know what I decided? Having seen him and heard him and listened to people telling me about him, I thought, I am going to meet that man. I'm somehow going to meet him. The way the rector met that famous man. I have to meet this man. But do you know something? I want to be really honest with you. I was worried about meeting him. I was really worried about meeting him. He came from a village called Nazareth. His dad was a carpenter. Do you know what that means? He worked with wood. And his dad was called Joseph, and he helped his son learn how to work with wood. But can I tell you why I was frightened about going to meet him? I'll tell you why. I'm being really honest. You see, I am a Pharisee. I am a really important man. I have quite a lot of money. And I worry sometimes about what other people will think about me. And I thought, if I go to meet this man, Jesus, and other people will see me, they will criticize me. They mightn't like me. They might do something which means I could lose a lot of money. Because I am such an important man. I'm a teacher in our country. And boys and girls, you don't need to remember this, but the adults do. I'm even in the Sanhedrin. And that's a very, very important group of people in our country. It's like a high court in Israel, the country I come from. So, you see, I am really important. And I just thought, oh, I have to see this man. But I was really worried about it. But I'll tell you more about that in a wee minute. First of all, you need to tell me who I am. Because sometimes I forget who I am. Now here's the clue, and we're going to divide the room in two parts, this side and this side. Adults are not allowed to help at this stage, okay? If you're at primary school or nursery school, I want you to try and guess the answer as to who I am, what my name is, and this is your clue. Now that makes it so simple, doesn't it? These are the letters of my name, all mixed up. So I want you to try and work out who you think I am. And then we're going to learn a wee bit more. Any ideas? Yes. Now, first of all, before you give me the answer, what age are you? What age are you? 8 years old. And you've got the answer so quickly. You are absolutely right. So this side wins. But maybe some of you didn't hear what she said. Any boy or girl at primary school on this side? Have you worked it out? Have you unscrambled the letters? You're a genius, Caleb. Yes? I don't know. We let the adults help the kids. Have any adults worked it out yet? Yes? Well done. Nicodemus. And Nicodemus, you see, I'm a Pharisee. I'm well known in Israel. I'm well known with the people I know, and they know me. And do you know what I decided to do? I decided, well, I don't want people to see me going to meet Jesus. So this is what happened. In fact, somebody called John even wrote about what I did. There was a man named Nicodemus. That's me. Okay. A Pharisee, a Jewish religious leader, and after dark one evening, he came to speak with Jesus. So that's what I did. Do you know something? I will never forget the night I met Jesus. It changed my life. I've never been the same again. Because he said some amazing things, honestly. And in fact, it was very strange because some of the things he said, like, I'm an intelligent man as well as having a lot of money and very important, but I didn't quite understand some of the things Jesus said to me. But you know, he's such a good teacher. He was patient with me and he helped me understand it and get it. So just listen, this is how the conversation went, okay? Not many people know this, but you're going to know it this morning, okay? I went to him at night time and I said, Rabbi, we all know that God has sent you to teach us. Your miraculous signs are evidence that God is with you. I mean, I just poured it out to him. There was nobody else around. You know, on my way to see him, I was just checking nobody could see me. Sometimes we do things like that, don't we? And so that's what I said. And then he said to me, I tell you the truth, Nicodemus, unless you're born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God. Well, that's very clear, isn't it? Well, part of it is clear. Unless you're born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God. You can't even go into it. I understand that. But what does he mean about this, unless you're born again? Like, I'm a man. I'm an important man, Nicodemus. How could I be born again? So I just said to him, what do you mean? How can an old man go back into his mother's womb, his mummer's tummy, and be born again? How is that possible? I thought that was a pretty reasonable question. How is this possible? I was so puzzled. I was confused. I needed to understand this. I'd gone out of my way to meet this amazing man. I needed to understand what he was saying. Now, before I tell you what he was saying, I want to ask again the boys and girls a question. Which day is one of the most important days each year in your life? Primary school answers. Yes. Which day? Christmas, did you say? You're quite right. Christmas Day is a really important day. And we love Christmas Day and we had a great time. Well, people have told me who were here on Christmas Day. It was a great day. Nicodemus tries to listen to everything. And there's another day in the year that I think boys and girls love. And when people get a little bit older, they maybe don't enjoy it just so much. Yes, you're absolutely right. A birthday, that is right. A birthday, and you know, it is possible to have a birthday every 4 years. Did you know that? How is that possible? Can any of you tell me? How is it possible to have a birthday every 4 years, but most people have it every year? Yes. This is a very intelligent group of young girls here. How is it possible to have a birthday every 4 years, yeah? Pardon? Yeah, if you were born in a leap year, because you know in a leap year, in the month of February, there's an extra day. In fact, even in Israel, I heard about a man from Ballymena who wanted to get married in a leap year on the last day of February, because then he'd only have a wedding anniversary every 4 years. Oh, dear, dear. Anyway, even in Israel, you hear all sorts of things. But your birthday is a very important day. Why? What do we remember on our birthday? We remember the day we were what? Yeah, born. Well done. That was the day we were born. Very important day. And with most of us, there was a lot of celebrations went on and people were so happy. Oh, what a gorgeous little boy. Oh, what a gorgeous little girl. And then we grow up. And it all changes, doesn't it? But birthdays are so important. And every single person here this morning, and this isn't rocket science, we were all born. Thankfully, we're still alive. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here. And that is what is called a physical birth. We cannot be alive on planet Earth if we haven't been born with a physical birth. But what Jesus said to me was, we need another birth, a spiritual birth. In fact, some people call it a second birth. And that's what he meant when he said to me, Nicodemus, you must be born again. And if you don't have this second birth, this spiritual birth, you can't even see my kingdom. Wow, that's a big thing. Do you think I wanted a second birth? Of course I did. Do you think I wanted to be born again? Of course I did. And I heard so clearly that Jesus is simply saying, Nicodemus, you and everybody, we need a second birth. Now, friends, in Dollingstown this morning, honestly, before God, at this jam service in January 2018, are we sitting here as a boy or a girl, a young person, an adult, a grandparent, an aunt, an uncle? Are we sitting here and we can look back at our life and we can all say, yes, we've had a physical birth. We've been born. We have a birthday each year. Can we honestly say we've had a second birth? You see, Christians, followers of Jesus like me, disciples of Jesus, we have two birthdays to celebrate every year now. We celebrate when we were born physically. Nicodemus, my birthday was the 23rd of May in the year 19, mind your own business. But I can also thank God for the day I had a second birth, when as a little 12-year-old boy, I was lying in the top bunk bed in room 3 in Geismere in Castle Rock in the north coast of Northern Ireland. And I just prayed a simple prayer that night at a Scripture Union camp. And I was born again. A new life started. What about you? Some people maybe can't remember an exact time, but they know it has happened for sure and certain. Have you this morning not only had a physical birth, but a spiritual birth? Not just a first birthday, but a second birthday. And if we haven't, why not? You see, from the day I met Jesus, my life has changed. I don't want to go back to just being a Pharisee stuffed with religion. Following Jesus has been the most exciting adventure of my life. In fact, can I tell you, boys and girls and adults, even when Jesus died, I was there to help. A man called Joseph of Arimathea and myself, we actually helped at the time Jesus died. He has meant so, so much to me. But what about you? Honestly, before God this morning, are you feeling maybe the way I used to? A bit fearful, a bit worried, worried about what people might think if I'm a disciple of Jesus? Worried about what people will think if they discover, well, I've met him and my life is changing. Now, they don't know I'm going to do this, but Rector, come up here 1 minute, please. You're an old man, and I want to ask you. Can you tell us about the day you met Jesus? And was it as a young boy?
Yep.
13. Now, we don't want a big, long sermon, Rector, all right? But just, can you tell us, you had a second birth.
Yeah.
Of what happened?
Well, I heard someone speak. And when they were speaking, they told me that when Jesus was going to the cross, that every time they whipped him or every nail they put in, that he would have done that if it was just for me. And I didn't make a decision there, but you were in the top bunk. Different time, right? But I was in the bottom bunk. in Wicklow. And it was during that night that, just on my own, when all my friends had went to sleep, I made a decision that I needed to be born again for Jesus.
Thank you. So that was a second birth. Well, happy birthday twice over. Thank you so much. Thank you. And what about you folks? What about all of us? Whatever age we are. You know, this morning, this jam service is all about the day I met Jesus. You know, we can go out of here this morning, and for some of us, this can be the day. This is the day we met Jesus. And I want to help you in that. And we're going to finish with a little prayer. And if you know that this is a prayer you want to pray, it's really a prayer where we're handing over our lives to Jesus. We're saying, Jesus, I want to follow you. I'm sorry that I've got things wrong. I'm sorry that I've disobeyed you. I know we've already said this in the service this morning, but let's pray this prayer and really, really mean it. And if we do, then this day is our second birthday. And every year from now on, we can celebrate two birthdays, but more importantly, we can say, Jesus, oh, thank you for changing my life. As we heard in the Bible reading this morning from Corinthians, the old things have gone and everything has become new. We're a new creation. We've been born again. We have a fresh start. There's nothing more exciting than that. And then not only can we see the kingdom of God, we can enter it and be a part of it forever, forever, forever. So let's just pray. And if you want to join with me in praying this prayer, please do. And we'll pray it out loud if we want to. Or maybe we have prayed a prayer like this sometime before, but we just want to go over it again, as the Irishman says, to be sure, to be sure, to be sure. So let's just pray. Let's just have a few moments of quiet. And whether we're boys or girls, young people, adults, let's just think this morning, is this the day for me to meet Jesus and to step out and follow him? And if it is, let's join together in this prayer. Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, I am sorry for my sin. I want to be born again. Come into my life now. I want to follow you. Thank you for hearing my prayer. Amen. And Lord Jesus, I pray for everyone who has prayed that prayer this morning. Help us in the strength and power of your Holy Spirit to follow you 24/7, every day for the rest of our lives. And thank you that we are now in your kingdom, in your family, forever. Lord, I just pray that every day we will know your presence with us, your love surrounding us, and your peace within us. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.